This is The Divorce Hour with Lawrence Bloom. I'm Sam Leibowitz, the conscious consultant, momentarily filling in for Lawrence as he makes his way through New York traffic, stuck in a cab somewhere out there in the streets of Manhattan. For those, we're talking today with Mark Huppert.
Huppert.
I'm going to get this right by the end of the hour, I'm sure. Owner and founder of Body Vision. We're talking about how to be and feel sexy after the divorce. For those who would like to call in and ask Mark a question directly, the 800 number is 877-480-4120. That's 877-480-4120. So, Mark, tell us. So we're going through our day and you know, we keep thinking these thoughts about, you know, why did my spouse leave me? Why did things turn so bad? You know, I've been married to this person for so many years and I didn't realize I was married to a vampire. What happened?
Well, what I would do if that happens is find support. Support groups are important. Divorce support groups, women's groups, men's groups. I'm in a men's organization called Men's Division International, and there's a lot of divorced men, and we help men. The context is we help men win in our lives, and sometimes it's about spouses leaving. And what we do is, in a way, where we pose a mirror for the other person, and we give you hell sometimes and telling you what are your blind spots. And sometimes we don't know what our blind spots are until we have someone tell us. So, you know, support systems are very, very important. A lot of times people get married, they don't have a support system. They're just by themselves, and they just have your wife, and you have your kids, and you have yourself, and you have nobody else, and you're stuck, and you're screwed. Part of my language. And I tell you what, you gotta have a system. You gotta have a support system out there to help you through these times, and especially being single after divorce. Especially maybe you've been divorced. You've been married for 20 years, and you're now divorced, and now you're alone. What do you do? You know what. You need to have a support system or else you're in trouble. That's, you know.
Absolutely. And I've seen it many times with my friends who are married and maybe they had kids. And what I see happen over time is, you know, when you first get married, you had your single friends. And so slowly those single friends kind of fade off. And now all your friends are married. And then once you have kids, you know, you really, most of your friends are like married with kids like you are. And now, boom, all of a sudden you find yourself divorced and you don't know what to do. And I've had some friends come to me and they haven't dated for 15 or 20 years and they're terrified of going back out on the scene, but they don't want to be alone. Do you have any advice for people who, you know, are going back to, you know, the meat market, as it is sometimes called?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll use Larry as an example. Well, I know he's not here, but Larry came to, he started working out with me to feel better about himself, and he's been with me for about a year, and he lost 30 pounds, first
of all.
Wow,
that's
great. We changed Larry's diet, and he's, all of a sudden, he was dating like 5-6 women. Now he's with one he really digs, and he just really likes himself. You know, I saw him today, we were meditating, we were working out, we were doing some cardiovascular work, and the man just was just like phenomenally excited and filled with exuberance, and he was ready to go out in the world and just kick some butt. And that's what we do. That's what I do. And that's what I recommend is men or women go to the gym and just start with feeling good. Get yourself a trainer. Get yourself a yoga instructor. And get off your medications, too. A lot of people are on medication, and that just really saps your energy. You know, just eat raw foods. Eat live foods. Get support. Go to the gym. Find the trainer. Find people who are in a high vibration, high energy level. And be with them and find friends that are like that. Don't be with friends that are low energy, negative, because negative attracts negative, positive attracts positive. Do the math. What do you want to be?
Right. So as I understand it, Mark, though, you don't just work with people on a physical level. You actually kind of coach them and kind of do some life coaching in the process as well.
I do. Yes.
So what sort of the process when somebody comes to you after, as an example, they got divorced, and they come to you, and what do you do? How do you take them through? What do they get out of, you know, working with you?
Well, first, I set up a free consultation. I ask them questions about their life, what's working, what's not working, what do they want to do different, and we spend about a good half an hour, 45 minutes talking about that, and then from their questions, from their answers, I know how to work. I put together a program for them. And that includes fitness.
Okay. So now, So now, again, if people are coming to you and they're divorced and they're trying to get that sexy feeling back, you know, that maybe they're out of, not just out of shape, but, you know, sort of emotionally out of shape. And now they're kind of going back in the world and trying to meet people. You know, what are some simple, basic things that somebody can do? You know, just little things. I'm a big believer in baby steps. What are some baby steps that a man or a woman can do to kind of feel better about themselves physically? We talked about meditation before and live foods, but are there some basic exercises or something simple that will help them to tone up a little bit, you know, in a gentle way before they get into a full head-on routine?
Well, first thing is I recommend Wayne Dyer. I read really some self-improvement, personal development books, spiritual books, and get on that path. You know, simultaneously to joining a gym, joining the Y, joining Equinox or whatever, or the New York Sports Club, going to meetup groups, going to Quentin's Friends, going, you know, if you want to do the online dating thing, that's cool, to find people that are like you. Find a place where people like you are at, not just home and not just stay home and feel sorry for yourself, but it's really important for you to immediately get out there and socialize. We're you know, we need people, we need each other. We're energy, we're all one. My context for life is we are all one energy. And if we're separate, we're going to be depressed and we're going to fall by the wayside. So it's very important to really go out there and find people that are near. We live in New York City. This is unbelievable. There's so many people here. You cannot be alone. You will not be alone. I promise you.
Yeah, it's great. It's one of the advice you remind me of, I gave friends a while ago is, you know, don't just go out there, you know, going to a bar looking, I have to meet someone. Go out and do the things that you love. You know, if you like, you know, being around nature, join a hiking group and go hiking. If you love bowling, go out and bowl. If you love, you know, movies, there are movie clubs out there. Meetup.com is a great website that has probably just about every hobby you can think of. There's probably a meetup group for it. So to go out and be sociable. But it's, you know, don't be hard on yourself either, right? I mean, you know, if you're first kind of coming back out after having been in a relationship for a long time, you know, you're not going to feel so comfortable doing it right away. You know, don't get down on yourself, right? People get down on themselves very easily.
You know, and this is something I have to remind myself is forgiving myself and have compassion for myself. And sometimes I don't, and I am hard on myself, and I got to realize I need to forgive myself. I need to have compassion for myself, because when I have compassion for myself and I forgive myself, I can forgive others and I can love somebody else and I can have compassion for somebody else and I can support somebody else. And that to me is the most important thing. Is it all start again? It's all about taking responsibility for me, and without the responsibility, I'm going to fall. You know, right. And that's what I can definitely suggest to people that are listening today is, take responsibility for your actions. Don't blame the divorce on anybody else but yourself. And then go out there and say, you know what? I forgive myself. I'm a god or goddess. I'm going to kick some butt. And then people are going to be attracted to you again. And people are going to want to be with you. And they're going to want to be around your energy. And then you're going to be, and then everything is going to be great. And then you'll learn, hopefully you'll learn from the last experience, you know, what not to do so you can live now and move on through your journey of life.
Great. Well, that's great, Mark. Again, this is The Divorce Hour with Lawrence Bloom. This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant, temporarily filling in for Lawrence as he whizzes his way across Midtown traffic. For those who have a question for Mark, please feel free to call 877-480-4120. That's 877-480-4120.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you suffering from aches and pains? Why not treat them naturally? Hi folks, I'm Giorgio Rapetti from Rapetti Wellness. Treat your aches and pains with natural methods at Rapetti Wellness in New York City. For more information, please call 212-721-8183. 212-721-8183. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you confused by all the new gadgets that appear to be coming out almost on a daily basis? Is the new iPad for you? Should you be buying a PC or a Mac? My name is Jim Blue, and I make technology understandable. My phone number is 917-921-4518.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative.
It's the Divorce Hour with Lawrence Bloom. I'm Sam Leibowitz, temporarily filling in for Lawrence. And we're here with Mark talking about how to be and feel sexy.
What's
after
my last
divorce.
Name?
Oh, you're going to quiz me, are you? Hooper.
There you go.
Hooper. So, Mark, we're talking about what to do to feel sexy again after the divorce. As an example, I have a friend. She's a woman had been married for, I think, about 8 years or 18 years, has two daughters. One's a young teenager. The other one's probably 9 or 10. And, you know, she's a little bit overweight. Now she wants to go back and date. How does she get to feel sexy again?
Well, first she needs to have the inner smile. And the inner smile is like taking a deep breath. Again, excuse me. I am a goddess. And I am sexy. And then you say that it's a mantra, first of all, for women especially. It's making sure this particular woman, smiles, I am a goddess, and I am sexy. And saying that over and over and over, 20 times, 30 times when you're walking. And all of a sudden, your energy level just starts to be in a high vibration. And she all of a sudden feels hot. I mean, I used to date women, and it just love to touch themselves. I got to tell you, they love to touch themselves because they felt sexy. And you know what? When you feel sexy, you want to touch yourself. That's what people want to do. And me, I just love hitting the gym, jumping rope, kickboxing, martial arts, running. When I'm feeling sexy, I just love being in that gym. I love to dance. I love to go out to dance and do a little samba, do a little merengue. I love to do that. And you know what? It's been a long time for me, and I haven't done that. But really, it starts with me again.
Gotcha. So also, I take it doing things like dancing, going to the gym, you're physically moving. You're moving the body. There's a lot of movement in there, and that helps to get sort of the energy flowing and getting those good positive emotions.
Energy
flowing
is
again.
Hot, man. Energy is sexy, baby. I gotta tell you, when I have a lot of energy, and somebody else comes in my world.
Okay, I believe we have a couple of callers on the line, Mark. So
I
why don't we
it.
Take some
it.
Callers?
Bring
line
it.
One, who's
Bring
there?
It.
Hi, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim, how you doing today?
Very good. How you doing, guys?
Good. Do you have a question for us?
I was wondering if Mark could just discuss a little bit about the root of the issue. So it seems like we're discussing all these people that come to the end of these relationships, and they're not feeling sexy, and they're feeling depressed. They feel out of the game. They're out of shape. And I was just thinking, what is it about the comfort level of being in a relationship that gets people to that point, and is that what actually destroys the relationship? I mean, if you're in a relationship with somebody that's out of shape and, you know, they're not feeling good about themselves, they're not somebody that can go out into the world and just, you know, feel like a stud, you know, I mean, how does that person feel? How does the other person in that relationship experience somebody like that then?
I can't hear you. Can you repeat the question?
So it sounds like he's talking about, you know, there are two questions here I'm hearing. It's okay. One is, what's the root cause? Why do people, you know, get into that shape where they don't feel sexy anymore that leads to the divorce almost? And it's you know, how do they get back into that feeling again?
My belief is that as a man especially, I disempower myself as when I'm not sexy. Like I will just to shut my woman out. A lot of times I'll just say, yeah, baby, no problem, no problem. And what happens is I disempower myself when I do that. I'm not believing in really what she's saying. I just want her to be quiet. And what happens, I just empower myself because I'm not in integrity with myself. And when I'm not in integrity with myself during that moment, that's when I disempower myself. And that's a problem. And when that happens in a long period of time, then that's how a marriage ends. And that's when you as a man or me as a man, that's when we're like down the dumps because we've disempowered ourselves so low. Our energy is so low that there is no sex appeal. And sex appeal to me, by the way, is when God enters me, and God cannot enter me in a low level.
Right. And I understand we have another caller on line two. Jess, are you there?
I'm here.
And you have a question for Mark.
I do. Hey, Mark, I'm recently divorced, and I guess I fell off the bandwagon, and I'm not exercising as much as I should. I know exercising makes you feel better. How do you get back into it again after being out of it for so long? Do you have to start with a personal trainer? Could you just go to the gym? Tell me about that.
Let me ask you a question. What's going on with you in the morning when you wake up? What's happening with you? What are you feeling when you wake up in the morning?
Tired.
Okay. Do you do any kind of meditation?
No.
Okay. What I suggest to you before, do you remember what I said earlier in the show? I am a goddess and I am sexy. Remember what I said? Can you try doing that in the morning when you wake up? It's a mantra that really works for myself and for a lot of women that I know as well. Can you give that a shot?
Well, I am a goddess already, just so you know.
Of course, you sound like one.
To myself.
What's your phone number?
Watch it, Mark.
Oh, Larry, you decided to show up.
I did decide to show up. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, Mark.
No,
thank you, Giorgio. Thank you, caller.
Well, you're welcome. You have a great day. Thanks for your help, Mark.
I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome, Larry. I'm glad you made it there. I truly enjoy listening to your divorce hour.
Thank you.
But so Mark is telling me to say a mantra to myself, tell myself I'm a goddess.
And I am sexy. You forgot that.
And I am sexy.
There we go.
You know, you have a sexy voice, and I'll bet you are a goddess and less sexy.
You see, he even knows I am.
Well,
but
thank you so
seriously,
much.
How do you get back into the gym again? That motivation's killing me.
So, you know, once you start feeling good about yourself, do you have friends that you trust?
Sure.
Okay, great. Do your friends that you trust know personal trainers or fitness instructors or any kind of women's groups or anything like that?
Of course.
Okay, great. What I would like you to do, my request is for you, is today when you're done with this, when you're done with this hours, go talk to your friends that you trust and say, hey, you know what? I want to get back into the game again. Do you know anyone that you trust that I can have support? Can you do that?
Sure. So get a group of girls even to go work out together to make it fun as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hello.
What a great idea.
I love it. You know, I want to come there right now. Where do you live?
Westchester.
Right on. I'm coming in. I'll be there in an hour.
All right. I'll
bring
see
your
you
friends.
At the sports
bring
club,
my
okay?
friends. We'll have a good time.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
We have David on line two. Hello,
Dave. Hi, I work out several times a week. I do an hour routine on my own. And my question is, and I feel like I'm in pretty good shape, what benefit would I have working out with a trainer? And is this something I would have to do all the time or just the beginning to get some sort of different routine going?
It's about support, and it's about also... first of all, I want to see what you do. If you came to me, for example, I would want to see what you do. I don't know if you've been doing the same thing for a year or 2 years. What happens is your body gets stale after doing the same routine. Your body doesn't grow. So I would definitely start out with once, twice a week with a trainer, just for a support and for some motivation. Maybe you're doing the same old thing. You're doing the same old 12 reps, three exercises, maybe of what you learned from way back in the day. I think it's really good to have that support system there and to have that structure there so it can guide you to where to get the body that you really want.
Okay, now what if I keep on changing my routine and I'm getting satisfactory results? What, in a self-motivated, what would a trainer do for me in that situation?
You can always get better, man. You can always get better. I'm here to make sure you're empowering yourself and you're getting better. You're getting the optimal results that you really want. I am here for you to get the optimal results that you want.
And just so you know, what Mark does is he trains the mind as well as the body.
Right.
I think we lost David. Wait, you still here, David? Nope. We dropped them. Right. Okay, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. And again, thank you for listening to The Divorce Hour.
You're listening to The Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
This is Jim Blue. When is the last time your computer had a checkup? You probably make sure your car keeps up with its maintenance schedule. Surely most of you have annual physicals. The same should be true of your equipment. Why shorten the life of your computer? You can save money by extending the life of your equipment with a maintenance program. In order to find out what type of program works best for you, give us a call. The phone number is 917-921-4518.
TalkingAlternative.com.
In your bed, I never sleep, avoiding spots where we'd have to speak, and this bottle of peace is taking me home. I'm cuddling close to blankets and sheets, but you're not alone and you're not discreet. Make sure I know who's taking you home. I'm reading your note over again. There's not a word that I comprehend, except when you signed it, I will love you always.
Welcome back to the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom. I did make it. I want to thank Giorgio. I want to thank Sam. I want to thank Mark for holding the ship while I was making one person happy, getting him his final judgment of the divorce. Mark, I saw you earlier today, and you did motivate me. Do you work with other professionals?
I only work with professionals, yes.
Okay, I don't mean professionals like me as a client. I mean, do you work with nutritionists? Do you work with doctors, with other wellness professionals?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and who do you work with?
I work with a nutritionist named Anna Maria Moore. Actually, we know her with BNI. I work with a woman named Dr. Amina Dean. She's a shamanic healer and also a nutritionist. Dr. Jeanette Anderson, she is a holistic chiropractor. Sorry, and a few others.
Okay, and when you see someone who has a particular need, you would refer them on?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Does it mean that I don't have a particular need because you haven't referred me on?
Wow. I'm speechless on that one. You got me.
Well, again, I do want to be sexy again, and I know certainly from the callers that we had, they're interested in being sexy again as well. You run a boot camp.
I do.
Tell me about the boot camp.
The boot camp is a mind, body, and spiritual boot camp. We also have Anna Maria Moore, who I mentioned earlier.
And she was a guest last week.
That's great. She actually co-runs it with me. So you have 45 minutes with me. We do a 40. It's beginners, it's advanced, intermediate. But then we have 45 minutes also with Anna Maria Moore to do a nutritional workshop as well. So we have 90 minutes of nonstop action.
What do you mean it's intermediate? What you want to give us the difference between your beginner, intermediate, and advanced?
Sure.
I know I'm not advanced.
Sure. So a beginner is somebody who is really out of shape, has never seen a trainer, never used a nutritionist before, and just uses medications to feel good, and just never is not into the preventative action of being healthy. It's, you know, they're just used to seeing doctors, and the intermediate, someone who has experience of using a trainer, has some experience of having a nutritionist or using some kind of some kind of healer, and advanced is someone who actually this is a lifestyle for them. So they're always eating well, eating raw food, meditating, you know, combining mind, body, spiritual health. That's the difference in my opinion.
And I know that a key to your workouts with me have been the time of meditation.
Yes.
Do you do that with everyone?
I don't, but I am on the path of doing that with everybody.
Do you only do it with me because you don't think I can last the whole hour?
No, I do with about a handful of others. I do it with a handful of others. Actually, you did very well today meditating, actually. You were actually sat still for 5 minutes. That was pretty impressive.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I'm getting sexier, too.
You are. You're hot, Larry.
Thank you. You know, it's funny. When I dreamed about having a personal trainer all those years when I was married, I said, I hope I get a 25-year-old blonde. Instead, I wound up with a drill sergeant. Somehow I think the drill sergeant works better for me, and I'm better off that way.
Well, thank you, Larry. Yeah, thank you.
And I know you're involved in something called isogenics. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes. Isogenics is a nutritional nutritional substitution for food, but I don't know how to explain this. It's a... When I don't have time to eat, and I'm busy on the road, I have two shakes, I have a cleanse which cleans out my whole body of toxicity. And isogenics is definitely a phenomenal way to be healthy and lose toxins inside and out. So isogenics is definitely a great substitution if you don't have time to eat food during the course of your day.
Okay. I want to go back to the original thing that we talked about, or certainly that was talked about before I got here today, which was being sexy.
Right.
Okay. What is the solution? How do we get that done?
Again, you know, as I spoke before, it's how I feel about myself. And again, it's the mantra, I am a god and I am sexy. When I wake up in the morning, that's the first thing I say to myself, and I say it over and over and over again until I really believe it.
And what happens when you look in the mirror and you don't exactly look like a god or look sexy?
Then I shoot myself in the head. No, I'm just
no that's no, then no. You go into the gym and you call your trainer and you get working.
That's right. That's right.
And if someone would want to use your services, how would they find you?
Okay, you can find me on Facebook at Body Vision and what Body Vision, bodyvision.com. That's my website. Or MARCHUPERT is my name, Mark Huppert. And you find me on Facebook, and I have a Body Vision page on Facebook.
And what is your phone number?
My number is 917-301-5126.
Okay, great. Working out. The variety is key, isn't it?
Absolutely. Good.
And I know that during the summer, sometimes you work people out outside. And the boot camp is outside as well, correct?
The boot camp is outside. It's down in Stuyvesant Square Park on Sunday from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m.
You also have a Wednesday boot camp as well?
Not yet. That's coming up in the next couple of weeks. That will be at 1 p.m. also.
Okay. And that will be in the same place? Stuyvesant Park?
Yes.
Okay. Working out. What's your favorite exercise? How do you...
You know what I really love? I love martial arts. And for me, that's what I do. I do a lot of, I love kickboxing. I like Aikido, and I do that Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I mix that up with weight training. So I do a lot of different things. I do a lot of different things. But I love martial arts.
And you try and get most of your clients to do that if they're capable of doing it?
Especially with women, actually. Women actually love to hit. Women love to kick. And they love to meditate.
Mark, have you ever been married?
No.
You would have known that already if you had been married. And certainly they're looking to... be able to defend themselves against the crazy guys out there?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. I heard one of the callers ask about the motivation to get back into the gym. It's just the I am a god or I am a goddess?
Yes.
And what if that doesn't work?
What if that doesn't work? It will work. It does work. If you really apply it and you really say the mantra over and over again, it really does work. And there's no negativity. You know, it's really about being positive and staying positive, being around positive people. It does work.
Okay. And I know that you are one of those positive people.
I am a positive. There are times I'm down and out, but you know what? I make sure I breathe, I take a deep breath, and I remind myself I am a god and I am sexy. And I do it over and over again. I make sure I really believe that. If I don't believe it, someone else is going to see that I don't believe it. They're not going to want to be around me.
Now, I know the hardest thing for me to learn when I've been training with you has been how to breathe. You
right.
would think that would be the easiest thing in the world.
Right.
Tell me how you figure out how to breathe. You breathe on the uptake. You breathe, you know, as you're lifting. You breathe as you're... When do you inhale? When do you exhale? That's a better question.
Well, I'll just use a bench press, for example. I'll
okay.
use that. So when I'm lifting the bar, lifting the bar, I'm breathing in. I'm right below my navel. I'm breathing in, okay, and then I'm breathing out when I'm pushing up. So when I'm exerting energy, that's when I'm breathing out. When I'm bringing it down to my negatives, that's when I'm breathing in. So I'm breathing in from my navel, right below my navel, and then I'm breathing out. Right. As I exhale, I when I'm pushing against me, that's when I'm breathing out.
Okay. And you find that most people have trouble with the breathing, or is it just me?
I think just most people are disconnected. They don't really understand breath. They're not even realizing they're breathing.
Well, tell me about this disconnect.
Well, breath, for me, breath is intention. So I think when my mind and body is focusing on the breath, I'm not even thinking about the weight. I'm just thinking about my breath, and the weight's just an extension of my arms or my legs or what have you. I'm not even thinking about the weight. So when I'm breathing in, you know, I'm bringing it down, bringing the weight down. When I'm breathing out, I'm pushing it up. When I'm doing a pull-up, it's the opposite. When I'm breathing out, when I'm pulling myself up, when I'm exerting energy, that's when I'm breathing out. So whether I'm pushing or pulling, that's when I'm breathing out.
Now, I know I asked you this once before, but when you're lifting weights, you don't lift every day, do you?
No, I work. For me, I...
Well, you're an expert. I'm talking about for the married man or the married woman who is just getting back out into the gym.
4 days a week.
4 days a
Absolutely.
Week they lift?
Yeah.
And then you just
yeah.
do different muscles?
Yes. You know, absolutely. Chest buys, back tries, legs, shoulders, but you do lightweight. And then in between those days, some kind of cardio work, meditation, yoga. I mean, mix it up. Mix it up, mind, body, spiritual. I mean, don't just do the weight training. You know, you gotta mix it up with different things.
And you usually start people in each session with about 5 minutes worth of cardio, correct?
Yeah, I do a 5-minute walk on the treadmill.
That just gets the blood?
Yeah, exactly.
Just gets the blood flowing.
Correct. You got it.
Okay. Mark, I want to thank you for coming in. I want to apologize to you for not being here when I told you I was supposed to be here. I want to thank Sam, and I want to thank Giorgio for pitching in for me. And this has been a great show. I did hear part of it on my way in, so... Mark, do you have any words of wisdom to tell people getting back into the gym who are now becoming single again?
Yeah, I've mentioned this throughout the show, is just really love yourself, feel good about yourself, find a support system, find people who have high energy, and do the mantra. I am a god or goddess, and I am sexy.
That's all.
Keep it simple. That's it.
That's a great mantra. One last question. Should you eat before you go into the gym?
I would wait about an hour before you train, because your body doesn't want to do two things at one time.
Okay.
Now let the body digest its food and then go work out.
And what's the best thing to eat after you've done?
Protein. Yeah, or a shake. You know, I like what I'll eat is I'll have chicken breast, ground turkey. There's some great places by me, by the gym where I'm located at. So.
And you have to stay hydrated throughout.
Make sure you have water all throughout the
day. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All throughout the day. It's so important that you have water.
Mark, again, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
In the future show, I want to remind everyone, first of all, that the Talking Alternative Broadcast Day will rebroadcast right after the show. This show will be rebroadcast, and I will hear all of it, at 5 o'clock and at 9 o'clock tonight. With the podcast will be available. One last thing, I want to remind people that in future shows, I am having a men's divorce coach come in on the Friday before Father's Day to discuss various father's issues. And bring your children to the radio on June 25th. Marina Lombardi will be here. We have a definite date. Marina Lombardi is 17 years old. She's an opera singer. And she wrote a book. It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. Please come in. Please make sure your children listen to this. I never ask you to bring your children to the radio to listen to this show, but this is one where they should hear it, and if they have questions, they should call in. Marina is a lovely young woman. She is bright. Her book is easy to read. It's not War and Peace. It's a nice short read. It tells the story. There are many things to talk about here at the Divorce Hour. Please email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com with various show topics that you may want. I just gave you two. I'm always looking for new ideas, anything related to divorce. I want to thank everyone for listening, for putting up with me today. And my Mishigas, as they say. Please listen to the rebroadcast of Talking Alternative. This is Larry Bloom, and you have been listening to The Divorce Hour.